Good morning, and I thank you as always, Mike Pomp.
And joining us, Deputy U.S. Marshal Andrew Grillo, and we are looking for a man that doesn't look like you necessarily want to approach this guy.
No, actually, how you doing, Pat?
I'm doing fine, Andy.
Yeah, Mr. Joseph Barlow, he's a career criminal. He's been around the block, lots of fraud charges, and really what's most concerning is he has two sexual assaults in his history, one dating back all the way to 1986, where he sexually assaulted a minor. And then in 2016, he had another felonious sexual assault. So you could see that this behavior is, there's a big time difference in there, but this is behavior that he tends to go towards. He also has multiple assaults, resisting arrest, fraud charges, and many convictions for failing to register as a sex offender. So
wow, and it seems like there's also a long history of drug use that might actually have affected mental health here.
Yeah, so there's actually been some recent reports that he has had some borderline psychotic incidences. One of which wielding a hammer. So we are interested in wrapping him up and keeping the public safe, getting him back on track. That being said, Mr. Barlow is very, very outspoken about how much he does not like law enforcement. He actually very specifically does not like the Marshal Service.
So, wow.
I don't want to ruin his day. Unfortunately, we do have to do our job, though. And so we are interested in getting Mr. Barlow under wraps.
He's looking to be probably in the Concord area. Very specific tattoos, a couple on either side of his neck, and it looks like, I don't know, some kind of teardrop or something coming out of his right eye.
Yeah, I think it's a feather.
Oh, sure, because there is some Native American heritage there.
Yeah, so he's about 5'9", about 230 pounds, and as you said, he's classified as white or Native American. And, if you see him, please do not approach him.
Right.
He's not a friendly person. So, just if you do see him though, or you are aware of where he might be, please let us know and we'll happily follow up on that tip as soon as possible.
Awesome. And, of course we can, we can always call the Marshal Service, but, there's also, you can very simply just do a text if you want. Submit a web tip to text NHTIP with any information and just it to tip 411, and then that information will get through. And again, you can stay anonymous if you're making a tip.
You can always stay anonymous. And like I said, if you want that, we'll follow up on the information that you provide. If you do want to leave contact information, we'll happily call you back and get whatever additional information you'd like to give us.
Right, but even if you do go to that step, you're still staying anonymous in this process.
We will never, never use your information in any reports. You will always remain anonymous.
Right, because it's just a tip. It's just about getting Mr. Barlow back in front of the judge and back doing what he's supposed to be doing.
So Mr. Barlow has already sacrificed his right to freedom. There is an open warrant for his arrest. And as soon as we get him arrested, then there is no additional investigation. It's over.
Right.
You did your job as a citizen, and we appreciate that. And there's no need for you to put yourself out there.
That's awesome. Well, I do appreciate it. That's really the point of what we're doing here, Andy.
Yeah. No. Trying to get law enforcement and the community to work together and get bad people off the street.
I love that. All right. Well, listen, I will post this on our website. And in the meantime, I'm just glad we got the word out there about Joseph Galen Barlow. Deputy U.S. Marshal Andy Grillo, as always, I appreciate the time.
Thank you, sir.
And that would be our fugitive of the week for this week here in the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.